Oh, hi. Is this Michael? Mike?
This is Megan.
Hi, Mr. Grant. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, you guys just called me. I just spoke to them, Local Splash, about an hour ago.
Yeah, no, I know that. They're wanting me to call you back because you're wanting to cancel your services, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just didn't know we were on the same page. All right, cool. What's going on?
Well, it seems like we tried to reach you for the client interview to get everything started, but you have already signed up with someone else who gave you a better deal?
No. I thought it was – so I've been calling so many people. I thought you guys were the same one, and I thought you guys were the same one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because I didn't know. They randomly had called me, and they're like – I must have sent in an inquiry like I did with you guys, and I thought it was you guys. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's get this going. So I fucking accidentally fucked you guys because I called, like, because there are a bunch of people who are coming in, and I had so many calls going on, so I thought it was you.
Yeah, we had everything set up yesterday, but then we were waiting for you to deposit that check and for the check to clear, so.
Oh, that is you guys then. No, that is
you. Yeah.
That's how fucking confused I am. Yeah, that's you guys.
Oh no!
Fuck.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So do I need to just get you back on our client interview calendar and see if our technician can give you a call back today? Let me do that.
Yes, I
understand. Yes. We are late in the hour. Let me just message this. If you don't mind holding.
I'm just talking about you guys. I'm just saying I just fucking paid these people and they're awesome. They gave me a good deal because they knew I was a startup business. I was like, it was all awesome.
Stuff
and I just fucking. Gave you the SU directly because I thought you were the other one. Because someone called for you guys again today. So fuck me up again.
Yeah, we were trying to call you for the client interview to get all the information that we need.
So what I'm going to do so I can take you guys today, I'm going to go buy, if I go buy like a Visa card at like a gas station, that works.
Yeah.
For now,
yeah,
and then I can put my debit card that's going to be the main debit card on there until because my bank got all fucked up. They said a buddy of mine sent a fucking Venmo, and I went to transfer to my bank, and they said it was suspicious. I'm like, I don't understand why. So now I gotta go with that.
Okay.
So if I get money at a gas station for a Visa card. And then just send you that. Is that word? Loaded?
Yeah, we can do that. We've already processed the payment, though. We can change the card moving forward, and it bills for $149. It's scheduled to bill on the 25th moving forward.
Oh, never mind. Oh, so I'll just put the money. All right, that's fine. Never mind. We're good.
Okay. I'm trying to message the supervisor. He's checking right now to see if they can do one. The last one is usually scheduled right now in this hour at 6.
I don't know
if you're available. I like to get things going today, just especially since it was kind of a miscommunication. Well, unfortunately, I got the message when I was on another phone call. They can actually call you in about 5 minutes if that works out for that client interview. It's going to come from an 877 number. Expect that.
Right,
is that
cool.
Going to work for you?
Yeah, and I'll send them all the info. Yeah, I'm excited for it. So I'll be
great.
I'm driving right now. All right. I'm going to save you guys' number. Hey, you're putting my phone. You guys are my guy. So I don't fucking
know. Yeah. So let me just kind of clarify. Anybody that calls you is going to know my name. It's Paul Gordon, okay? And when they do the follow-up call, and hopefully they call you back in 5 minutes, they're going to do a security question for you. Just kind of basic options. I think mother's maiden name, I don't recommend that one. City you were born in, first pet's name, go with one of those, you know, just for security. But the security question is set up for you as well as for us. That way anyone calling you would know both the answer and the question without being prompted. And also that way if we're speaking with someone who claims to represent you or work with you, they would also have to know that information before we'll even deal with them. But until they set up that, my name is Paul Gordon again. They'll know that if you have to ask them for that. Okay. But they're going to call you back in just a second. So I'm going to get off the phone here with you. Okay.
Can't wait. I'm super excited.
All right. Thanks again. Again, I apologize for taking so long to call you back. I was on a long call when I got the message earlier.
No, I apologize. I told you guys, oh, no, I'm good. I already got someone.
You know, that kind of thing happens to me sometimes too, man. There's always so much going on. It's hard. It's hard when you're juggling 12 balls at one time to keep them all in your eyes. You know, sometimes something happens.
Because what actually happened the first time this happened, like the other day, I actually fucked them over and went to you guys indirectly. So I had I said the same thing to them because that's who actually got fucked. And then I just said, so I almost had no one and then fucked both of them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just been confusing. But, no, we're locked in. On Savior, no,
all right.
We're locked.
I'll notate this as they call you. They should be calling you right now. If you get another call, you feel free to hang up on me. But we're looking forward to getting this going. I appreciate your time. Thanks again. Take care, Mike. Thank you. Bye-bye.